Hi, this is dictation for Tamara Brown, T like Tom, A-M-A-R-A-B-R-O-W-N. Tamara Brown is here for a follow-up evaluation. Her date of birth is 12-5-1967. Initially, the patient came first time to see us on 1-6-2023, 1 year ago. And she reported that she has been suffering from severe pain for last 1 year in the area of the neck, mid-back, upper back, with radiation to both arms. And subsequent exam and MRIs showed multi-level severe degenerative cervical spondylosis at C6-7, C5-6. And facet arthropathy of L2-3, L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1. The patient has been undergoing severe extensive physical therapy along with laser treatment with only a moderate relief. He reports that medications have helped her, and her ADLs are affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Pain is from 9 to 10. It is affecting her neck area, mid-back, and lower back area as such. And most of it is from arthritis. Pain is shooting down to her right arm, also affecting the thumb, index finger, and middle finger, as numbness and tingling, which is ongoing. Again, ADL is affected 10, and the patient has reported that she has 40 to 50% improvement in her symptoms in last 1 year. And please review the chart for the ADLs for system review. For additional history, and substance abuse as well as compliance history. Physical examination reveals the blood pressure of 118 over 56 pulse, 62 pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam is still the same from previous visit of 12-28-2023, dictation number 1229-057. Along with diagnosis, the plan is to continue the patient with ongoing physical therapy, which has been ordered for her chiropractic treatment as well. And laser treatment has been discussed with her. The role of cervical traction, cervical pillow, yoga, meditation, heat at home has been discussed, role of the cervical epidural and lumbar epidural has been discussed based on the MRI findings, role of the facet joint injections and radio frequency ablation has been discussed to the patient, role of the spinal cord stimulation device is also discussed with the patient. So far the patient has not been able to make it for any injection treatments as she was having a pneumonia. And she was unemployed, so physical therapy could not be done due to the being on strike at General Motors. But now things are improving. She is now doing physical therapy at Therametrics. And her pneumonia has been resolved, although she is taking constant oxygen. So she has had some issues. She is continuing on naproxen 500 twice a day, L-level 50 milligram at night, lidocaine gel for topical pain relief. She is also using Flexeril 10 milligrams 3 times a day, calcium 500 once a day, along with vitamin D and magnesium. She is also being provided with Tramadol 50 milligrams once a day for further pain relief. We reviewed her meds and the labs have been ordered, and the patient is otherwise stable in her undertaking. She'll be scheduled for the injection treatment soon. Thank you.